there. I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so excited that you've tuned in with me for today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people forge mindsets that propel them, especially entrepreneurs and creatives, past self-sabotage into a whole new level of fulfillment in their lives, their professions, their businesses, their relationships, and their passions. So I am super excited to introduce Linda Fletcher. Now, Linda is a breakthrough coach and a true secret weapon. She has two passions: free people from the life they're settling for and unleash them into the life they want. Now, as founder of Boom Breakthrough Coaching, Linda is a true visionary, able to see the greatness in others before they see it themselves. She's a compassionate and passionate Pied Piper for personal emancipation and empowerment. She's authentic, down-to-earth, and no-nonsense in her approach. Now, Linda's unique proprietary process called the Pattern Disruption Technique and her Epic Quest transformational programs combine emotional intelligence with mind science to create powerful breakthroughs her tribe can integrate into their daily lives. Now, Linda is an ICF accredited coach with more than two decades of corporate experience, founder of several successful and not so successful businesses, a relationship seeker, survivor, and warrior. Now, while business failures and a messy personal life is nothing to brag about, it's those experiences that drove Linda to create her powerful techniques and style in helping others not only survive heartbreak and failure, but succeed beyond their wildest dreams. Well, welcome, Linda. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm super excited to be here too.
And, you know, I got to say, I just love how you've designed your own proprietary system to help people break through those limiting beliefs that we all struggle with and achieve what you've referenced as personal emancipation. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, thank you. I am super passionate about breaking people out of their boxes, because in the end, nobody wants to live in a box. Everyone, we want freedom, and we want to be able to live our lives in a way that's meaningful and creates satisfaction and fulfillment for us. And when I see people who are stuck somewhere where it's not possible for them to do that, I just want to help. I just want to pull them out of that.
Right. Yeah. And I love that, because, and what popped into my head as you were saying that is, you know, success and happiness are really so important, but it's not like the focus of school. You don't get a degree in happiness. You know, you get a degree in what you want to work in. And we just all assume that, you know, we're going to be happy, but it's more than just choices that we make and careers we step into. So, well, Linda, I'm curious here, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I have always been sort of a personal development junkie. You know, I was always reading self-help books and listening to Tony Robbins on CDs, which kind of dates me, but that's how I started out. And several years ago, I attended a live event and I had a big personal breakthrough there. And I continued to work with the organization as a volunteer. And in my volunteer function, they kind of trained me to do some coaching with people. And I realized that really my whole life, I had been coaching people. I was always the one that people would come to with their problems and tell me their whole life story. And it just so happened that at the same time, the company that I was working for was being sold, and I didn't want to stay on with the new owners. So it just felt like the perfect time to basically get paid for doing what I'd already been doing.
Right. Yeah, that's great. I love that reflection that you suddenly realized, well, this is kind of what I've been doing, but now I can do it for myself. So yeah, that's great. Well, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been doing this for about 4 years as a business.
Okay.
And in the beginning, you know, I would pretty much work with anyone who showed up and said they wanted a coach. And it's a good way to start out, but also it created sort of this belief in me that people would just show up and come to me and I wouldn't have to do anything to find them. So my vision for my business expanded in a couple ways. On the one hand, it expanded in the sense that I got more and more clear as I went on about who is an ideal client for me, who am I best designed to help? And also I had to get really clear about how to find those people. So yeah, it for sure shifted from the big dream in the beginning and how easy it was going to be to, oh, okay, there's a few things I'm going to need to learn here.
A couple little pieces to put into the puzzle there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so have there, besides that component of, oh, I need to do something in order to get the clients to walk into the door, have there been any other big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yeah, me. I was.
We kind of all challenge. Bring ourselves into this picture, and there we are.
Yeah. I really struggled with being seen, with putting myself out there and talking about what I do, because I had this huge fear of being misunderstood, being rejected, being judged. One of the things that I didn't realize when I first started, but as I started working on ways to find clients, is that what I do comes easily to me. It's like a natural kind of superpower.
Right. Yeah.
And because it feels easy to me, I don't think I valued it in the way that I could have, both in the sense of, oh, this is something special that I can do for other people. And also in the sense of, and this is what I should charge for it. So I had this like kind of inferiority complex about, well, it's not that special what I do, and people aren't going to get it because I'm not a teacher, right? Like I'm not a how-to person. I don't teach you how to get more followers or how to do your marketing, or like, unlike you, I don't teach people how to do sales. Like I don't have a how-to thing. So I just had this big fear that people wouldn't get what I do and that they wouldn't see it as being valuable to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is an interesting problem that a lot of us struggle with, in terms of, because it is something, you know, our superpower is something that it comes easily, then it's difficult for us to want to say, oh, well, it's a certain rate or investment level that for us just seems like, well, it's just such easy work. But then obviously a physician who's performing important surgery, it's easy for him to do that. And we wouldn't expect him to give his work away at a discounted rate or something. And so that is an interesting transformation that has to occur within our own sense of value. So yeah, I love that you've shared that. And the fact that you are a breakthrough coach, what are some techniques that you used and probably use with clients, right, to help overcome that?
I think one of the most important things I did is I got my own coach. I found a coach to coach me. Mm-hmm. Because I started to have clients who would get these really great results. And then I started to realize, okay, well, maybe it comes easy for me, but the result that they're getting is really valuable to them. So somehow I gotta figure this out. Like, I need to figure out how can I get over this fear of rejection that people might judge me. And so I worked with a coach and I participated in some masterminds. And when I started being around people who really believed in what I did and could really see how good I was at it, It started to change my perspective. Plus, I was seeing them, you know, market themselves and do sales calls, and it seemed normal to them. And so then that started to feel more normal to me.
Right.
But I think the biggest thing that I did was I had to really clean up what I call my inner circle. The people that are closest to you, that you spend the most time with, that whose opinions matter most to you. After I started participating in these masterminds and working with a coach, I really realized that some of the people I was spending a lot of time with, well, let's just say they didn't have a super positive attitude about life.
Right. Yeah. And that becomes an impact on your, on it your does. Outlook. Yeah,
it does. And even though I don't think any of them intentionally tried to hold me back, there were a few people who, when they saw me start to have some success as a coach, they felt some kind of way about that. And I think it's just because sometimes when you see someone branching out and kind of leaving the nest or rising above their circumstances, it can make us feel like we should be doing it too. And if we're not ready to do it yet, or we're not willing to do what it takes to do that, we can want to try to pull those people back so that when we compare ourselves to them, we don't feel like we're on the losing end of that comparison. So
yeah.
I really had to start spending a lot less time with a few people, and I had to find some new people. And then I had to actually reach out to them and create these relationships with them so that I was surrounded by people who saw the life in a more similar way to how I see it.
Right. Yeah, that makes total sense. And that is so, so important to surround yourself with a support system or a support team or just like-minded people that have that vision for themselves and can see that greatness within you. So that can be a difficult decision if some of those people that aren't so supportive are a very important part of your personal circle. So that can be really tricky. So, but yeah, that's some great advice right there. And, you know, obviously you are an expert at helping people break through all their barriers that they've built up that are, you know, keeping them playing small. But I'm curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? You know, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. I find sales.
There wasn't a whole lot of hesitation there.
No. I find sales to be the most challenging part of my business.
Interesting.
It is a very different skill set from what I have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a coach, I'm the one who's saying the thing you don't necessarily want to hear and pointing out the elephant in the room and all of that stuff. And so whenever I would try to learn more about sales skills, it felt like I was kind of leading people down this path, and I wasn't able to just be my normal kind of direct self. And it felt really inauthentic and even kind of manipulative sometimes. And so I really, really, really struggled to learn to do sales calls with clients.
Right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you were studying out of the old school techniques.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And also it's interesting because the work that you do is transformational. Right. And a lot of the old school sales tactics are really geared towards transactional selling. You know, you buy this and you get this, you know, you buy that and you know, here are the features, here are the benefits, you know, it's ABC, it does this 1, 2, 3, and it's pretty clear. And, you know, and so there's that different, completely different approach to selling than what is really works better with the work that you're doing in terms of transformational coaching. So, well, can you share maybe one specific area that is the biggest frustration, and maybe I can provide a couple techniques to help you?
Sure. So I tend to treat my sales calls a bit like a sample coaching session. And there's good things about that. The person can get to know me and see how I work and whether they feel comfortable with me, because I can be pretty direct and I'm not for everybody. But the drawback to doing it that way is that I get so involved in coaching them that sometimes I forget to leave enough time to transition into a sales conversation.
Right.
And also, if I get too involved in the coaching aspect of it, people can feel like I've solved their problem
right
on the call. And then they don't see any reason to continue working with me.
Yeah, they got probably a lot of stuff to be thinking about, and they're pretty satisfied.
Yes.
So yeah, that is an interesting, that sets you up for kind of an interesting situation where I can understand, and you're really not alone in this feeling of, you know, just this not wanting to come across as manipulative or anything like that, but you're taking an approach that obviously is really value centered. You're providing them with some on the spot coaching during your conversation, and then how to. So I'm what I'm hearing you say is just how to go from that the coaching segment into, you know, transitioning into the sales or more the enrollment conversation part of it is
right.
Is that the tricky part?
Yes. So the whole sales thing is makes me feel twitchy, but that transition from the conversation about what's going on in their life and what's happening with them and what they might be able to shift about that. And then, oh, by the way, I want to sell you some coaching. Like that feels very yucky to me.
And that's, you've just identified kind of a mindset around how you are maybe labeling this transition into offering to work on a longer term basis with somebody to help them really achieve sustainable and truly design that dream life that they really want. And it's interesting because in the enrollment conversation, we tend to get really zeroed in on a lot of entrepreneurs, they shift into this sales mode, and they put pressure on themselves to, okay, I've got to get this client. I've got to get this. And, you know, that's not bad. It's just this strange shift of mindset that starts occurring in terms of wanting to, okay, how do I get them to accept my offer? And all this kind of yuckiness starts surfacing because things get awkward in that transition. But if we look at the transition and more in terms of, okay, well, this solved this one little area, but in our conversation, what I've heard is that this and this and this and whatever other things were coming up are also areas that really are holding you back, or whatever the wording is that, you know, obviously is relevant to the work you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then identify that, you know, these are things that can be fixed as well. But if you don't fix these, or if these continue, then, you know, share with them or ask them what's at stake or what the cost is of that. So you then start having a different conversation about how has life been with these things, and what would life be like with these things solved, or with a different mindset around something, or freedom to be able to do this, or, you know, success in XYZ, and just make sure that there has been clarity around the fact that what you've solved has not been by any means everything. And in fact, it, without solving the other things, there's really no way for them to achieve the ultimate end result, which they're looking for. And obviously this comes into the fact that during the first part of the conversation, you've had to had more of a discovery phase where you're finding out what's the bigger picture they want and what are the different layers. And so, you know, there's a lot of discovery that has to go on before you're at this phase of the conversation, right?
Right.
And so just assuming that that's all happened, but what I'm driving at here, the main point that I'm trying to make is to really help people understand that there is a lot more that needs to be addressed in order for them to really achieve the outcome that they truly have indicated that they want, and ask if they have a game plan. There are a couple different ways to transition. One is you have a game plan for solving the way that your relationships are ending in this pattern, or your work is, you're at this level of success and you can't seem to get past that. Or, you know, what I'm hearing you say is there are a lot of other areas in your life where you're frustrated with. Would you like to talk about a game plan to solve the rest of these things in a way that will sustain and carry you into the success that you want? And so my point is, you're asking them, after you've brought to light that there's more that they really do want, would they like to talk about how to solve that? And so it's just, again, it's more of a conversation that you're having with them, and you roll into then your game plan for how to solve that. And your game plan happens to be your offer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually really love that, Wendy, because that really speaks to, I feel like, what a potential client is kind of missing. They think that because now they have a better understanding of what's going on with them as a result of our conversation, that somehow knowing that is enough to solve it.
Right.
And it really does take a game plan. It really takes a game plan. Like, knowing isn't enough. You still, there are still
steps. Or a strategy, or an action plan, or something that creates that sustained transformation.
Yes. Like, makes it actually real in their world. So their life actually did change.
Right. And using an analogy is also very beneficial, and say, well, what we've done here is we've applied a Band-Aid. We've started the healing process. We've cared for this one area. And so analogies are really powerful too, to help people understand, a Band-Aid isn't a whole new, you know, facelift or whatever it is they're wanting. It's not a bionic body. It's not the best shape of their life. But analogies are also very powerful. So, well, hopefully, and I don't want to go on and on about this because this is not the purpose of our conversation, but hopefully that's moved the needle for you a little bit in helping to transition into how you can support them even further. And that is one of the main things that I'm trying to help convey here, is it is a mindset shift. It is really owning the fact that it's not an offer. It's not, okay, I want to get a sale, even though I'm a sales coach, right? It's about how can you serve them on a long-term, more impactful level to where their life is transformed and they are living that dream life that they never thought possible. And what an incredible thing to be that conduit for them. And so it's just a matter of, hey, this is possible for you. This is a game plan for how you can get there. This is how I know that I can help you get there. Would you like to talk about some specifics and just drive for the, you know, this is all about them.
Yeah, that was very helpful. In fact, I actually can't wait to try that out.
Okay, good. All right. Well, Linda, you know, we are still right in the middle of this pandemic. I thought we would be well beyond this by now. I mean, there is light at the end of the tunnel, right? But we've all been through a tremendous amount of, you know, ripple effects because of the pandemic. I mean, all of us have suddenly had a lot more time with ourselves and our loved ones and those in our close-knit circle. And it's created some wake-up calls or some times of self-reflection. I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yeah, I think it's had a huge impact on the work that I do in the sense that more people are aware that they need what I do.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, you know, I had a client this summer that I worked with, and she has her own business, and her business required her to travel almost every week. So she would leave on Monday morning and come back on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And when the pandemic hit, that all came to an end and she started to work remotely, which caused her to spend a lot more time at home with her husband. And it wasn't a good situation for her. The relationship was not very happy. And so she knew that, but because she was gone so much, she was sort of able to just pretend that it was going to get better. And,
right,
you know, all the things that we say to ourselves. And so when she started having to be at home all the time is when I started working with her, and she got super aware of how this was not working for her. And I've seen that over and over and over again, because we've slowed down so much. We're not running off to all these different activities and events and commuting and
staying busy, yeah, like, busy, busy, busy. Yeah,
like we just have so much, like literally people have to spend time with themselves now.
Yep.
In ways they are not used to.
This is true.
Yeah. So I feel like it made their need for me more obvious, you know, just as a result of having a lot more time on their hands.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. Well, how do you work with people who want to finally break through all their stuff, I'll put it nicely, all their barriers and finally succeed beyond their wildest dreams? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So in the introduction, you talked about how I take my gift of emotional intelligence and I combine it with some mind science to help people see what's really happening here. So I sometimes think of myself as like this big reality check for people. And it's not their fault. We can't see our own stuff. So we think that this person or this circumstance is the thing that's in the way of us having a life that really works for us, when really that's not it. When I start working with someone, I'm always really curious about what do they think is causing this problem. And by the time we're done working together, it's very clear that what they thought was the problem isn't the problem. So I love to work with people who are really kind of at their wit's end. Like I talk about heartbreak and failure in the introduction that you read. Not that I want people to be in heartbreak or failure, but I like to be the coach who is there for them when they're in that space, because people in that situation are now willing to go deep,
right?
To really look at how they see things, what their thoughts are, how they're explaining why this is. Really taking a much closer and deeper look at what they think the problem is and whether or not that really is the problem. And so I have this pattern disruption technique, because really what gets in our way is a pattern of thinking. Mm-hmm. Something happens, we interpret it, and we react to it. And as long as our interpretation remains the same, then our action remains the same. And so I have to disrupt that with you. I have to help you see how that isn't serving you. It's not helping you get what you want. And in some cases is making it worse for you. Like you're actually your own worst enemy. And so I work with this pattern disruption technique, which is the actual kind of how-to of what I do. And I also teach this idea that if you want to live a life that is fulfilling and satisfying and that you feel a sense of contentment with, for a lot of people, it's an epic quest to get there. It's like a superhero movie. It's like there's a bunch of obstacles and enemies right. that you have to get past, and there's dragons that you have to defeat so that you can get the prize. Like it's an adventure. Mm. It's a quest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fall from heaven. Like for most of us, we've had stuff happen to us in childhood and in young adulthood. Maybe we've had bad relationships, but we've created these messages about ourselves that it's not easy to shake those. And one coaching session doesn't do it. So right. I'm a deep dive kind of person because I want to get at the root. Mm-hmm. Of what is causing this pattern of thinking so that we can pull it out by the root and you can stop thinking in that same pattern. And when you stop thinking in that same pattern, all kinds of possibilities open up to you right. that oh, you couldn't right. see before.
Right. Yeah. That is powerful. That is, I mean, you have definitely a superpower there. You have x-ray vision, right?
I kind of do. When you said that earlier, yeah. I was thinking about that. I'm like, I kind of have x-ray vision too. Not about sales, but.
Yeah. About seeing people's patterns that are creating this downward or this blockade, this barrier that's keeping them stuck instead of living yes. that life that they really, truly want. But dang, there goes that pattern again. So yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah. And the worst thing about the patterns is that we usually can't see our own patterns.
Right.
They exactly. seem normal to us.
Yes. That normality, you know,
yes.
Actually the uncertainty, you know, it's kind of that whole thing of getting yeah. out of normality maybe is a good thing, right? It's allowed us to realize that, this probably isn't the best world that I want to be creating for myself. So yeah, I love that you've got these techniques to allow people to really get off their merry-go-round and step into the life that they want to truly create. So yeah, that's powerful. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
It is easy to find me. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can email me. My website is boombreakthrough.com, boom, like an explosion, breakthrough.com. I'm on Instagram at the.linda.fletcher. Just know that my first name is spelled with a Y. So it's LYNDA. Or you can just email me at linda@boombreakthrough.com.
Okay, perfect. So that is Instagram, Facebook, boombreakthrough.com. And that's all one word, obviously.
Yep.
Or Linda. LYNDA@boombreakthrough.com. So perfect. Yes. Fantastic. Yes. Well, Linda, it's just been so great hearing about your journey. And I've really enjoyed all the golden nuggets of wisdom that you've shared. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview and looking at your own experience in building your businesses, multiple businesses, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I have a couple of things that I would say. The first thing in general is that I've worked with a lot of coaches and healers and entrepreneurs and creatives. And what I see as the difference between the ones who succeed and those who don't is not quitting.
Mm. Right.
Which I know seems super simple, but the ones who succeed keep putting themselves out there. Even if they try a marketing technique or some sales technique and it doesn't work or it's not bringing the right people to them, they tweak it and they go back out there and they tweak it and they go back out there. And it's that consistently putting yourself out there and offering up what you do to the world, talking to people, you know, using social media, however it is that you do it, but just keep going. Mm-hmm. Because it's like a snowball effect. And I feel like some people right before their snowball gets to the top of the hill that it's going to just roll down and create a bunch of momentum for them, they feel like it's not working and they get discouraged and they quit, or they're not very consistent with their efforts, and it kind of locks them in this halfway to success place.
Yeah.
So I know it sounds simple, but keep going.
Keep on keeping on. Yeah.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, that's powerful.
The other thing that for me was the most important thing, because I had such a fear of rejection and I did not have skill sets from my previous work in corporate around sales and marketing, is that I worked with some really good mentors who helped me to kind of tease apart this fear of rejection and get a different point of view on it, and just help me build confidence and feel more comfortable talking about what I do and more comfortable asking people to do it with me. Mm-hmm. And then a couple really good folks around sales and marketing. Entrepreneurs, we think we have to figure it all out by ourselves. And I don't know really why that is, but we just feel like, you know, maybe we're kind of individualists, but we think we can do it on our own. And if it's not working, we tend to turn that inward and make it be like, oh, well, there's something wrong with me, or, oh, I'm not doing it right.
Right.
When really you just need a little help. You just need someone else's point of view. You just need someone to help you with some skills that you don't already have. Someone to give you a different perspective on how you're thinking about your business. So we cannot see our own stuff and we don't like to ask for help. So I'm telling you, if you feel really, really stuck, ask for help, mm-hmm. get some help. Don't feel like you're a failure. Don't quit until you've asked for help. Make sure that it's not that your idea is bad, or it's not that you don't know what you're doing. Make sure that you have all the skills and all the confidence you need to really build the business and get your ideas out there and your services out there where people can find you and learn about you and want to be using your services or working with you and however you do things.
Right. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, to your point, there is not one high performing top athlete out there that didn't get there without a coach, right? They all had a coach and have coaches. So
exactly
made.
Well, exactly.
It has just been so great hearing about your journey from your early pursuits of personal development and working within other organizations, providing some coaching without even knowing you were coaching, and then having that wake up call and that opportunity when that company was sold. And it provided you with the launch pad to create this incredible business you now have and do the important and impactful work that you're doing, helping others not only survive heartbreak and failure, but succeed beyond their wildest dreams. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, Wendy, it my thanks to you. This was such a pleasure to be here and get to talk a little bit about what I do and hopefully encourage some of your listeners.
Yes, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Linda through, you can find her on Instagram, Facebook, follow her on those social platforms. You can experience and learn more about the work she's doing through her website, boombreakthrough.com, or reach out directly, email linda@boombreakthrough.com. And that's Linda with a Y, Lynda. All right. For all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Linda Fletcher. And as always, here's to your success.